grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Today is a very special Christmas special, where we will be discussing Christmas drinks from around the world.
Is it from around the world or just in general?
Well, they're not New Zealand drinks, so yeah, because it's mainly British drinks. Because that's all I know. there's an Italian one thrown in.
Can't remember the name, can you? I fucking knew it. I knew she'd forget.
I knew I had to remember this. Bombardino.
Bombardino. I bet that's
Bombardino.
Oh yeah, as long as you do the Italian hands, it's all right. Mi scusi.
Exactly. But we are going to start with a Bucks Fizz, which is how I start every Christmas morning. Since I can remember.
I used to think this was non-alcoholic. And my parents used to give me this when I was like 7. Turns out there's booze in it.
There is. There's actually quite a lot of booze. Well, two thirds of it is booze.
No wonder I fucking slept real well when I was a kid.
Chin chin.
Wait, right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What are we waiting for?
Well, we normally start with a shot, so this is...
But yeah, I've got a shot for us to do, but we're starting this episode, how I start every Christmas, which is with a
Christmas. Christmas.
So, this looks like a mimosa, but there is a slight difference. Jesus. Thirsty.
They're quite yummy, aren't they?
But they are. So, so this is...
Christmas.
Champagne and orange juice. But I use Prosecco.
That's that
today.
Shit taste right at the end, the champagne. Yeah.
So I use Prosecco because cheaper. So a mimosa is equal parts. So a mimosa is half champagne, half orange juice. A Bucks Fizz is 2/3 champagne.
That's the shit bit.
And a third.
That's the shit bit. You can taste it at the end. That's fucking rank.
You literally just said how you liked it. No. You drank half of it in one go.
No, well, the glass gets bigger as it goes down, so it's probably about half.
Yeah, I like it. I like wine, sparkling wine, champagne. Chucking a bit of orange juice in it didn't really make much difference to me.
But this is alcoholic.
This is how baby Steph started.
Baby Steph.
Young, to be fair. I think I started on these. At Christmas. Only Christmas.
Not just every day.
I wasn't every weekend like,
I'll have a box fizz. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty standard for our Christmases, how we started, even from a very young age for me. But we normally start with a shot. So I've brought a shot, which is what you told me was...
That's so shit.
Why did you down that? I've still got half a glass.
That's so shit.
It's making me burp, though.
As bad as Waikato.
No. But so we're now having a shot of Jaeger.
So the reason I said Jaeger, right, was because a few years back when my sister lived in New Zealand, me, my dad and my sister had a bottle of Jaeger, and the old man was like, oh, we could keep doing this, and we had a couple of drinks ready, right? And then before we knew it, they were all fucked up.
Understandably.
And Jaeger's- like... I have quite a high tolerance for alcohol because I drink quite a lot most of the time, every time, all the time. And I ended up being all right, and they were not. They were not all right. They were mostly left in the dust.
Okay.
And that, we never really drank Jaeger after that. It's like cough syrup, isn't it?
I mean, the reason we've got Jaeger today... It's not because of that story you just told then. Because I asked you when preparing for this, I was like, what are your Christmas drinks that your family drink? And you told me Jaeger was one of them. And I was like, sweet, that's our shot sorted.
Yeah, because I fucked them up on it. I thought that was why we... Is that not...
Oh, so was that story Christmas time?
Yeah. Oh. That was Christmas Day. Because, you know, all the like you have your food, you have your drinks, you have all that, you do your presents. But then it gets to... Everyone does this on Christmas Day. And I guarantee it happens to everyone. It gets to about 3 p.m. and all the oldies are done. They've eaten too much food, drank too much piss. Probably the most piss they've drank all year. And then they're done and they go and have a nap. We don't. We keep going. So you just keep drinking, don't you? And you get fucked up and you get merry.
Fair.
But all the oldies just crash out.
Well, we'll do the shot and then I'll tell you what I used to do between those hours.
Do I want to know? Was it before we got married?
Yeah, when I was a child. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's so easy to drink, isn't it? It's literally like cough syrup.
Yes.
It's so good.
Okay. Well, yeah, so in those hours where the oldies would sleep, I used to make... So certain members of my family couldn't sleep because I would make them...
Drugs.
I wouldn't make them drugs. I would make them rehearse a panto with me that I would create.
Fuck off. Really?
Yeah.
What, would you recreate Christmas?
We'd do like Cinderella panto and I'd make my aunts do it with me.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure performing pony. If you did that to me, I'd be like,
and then Christmas night, I'd make everyone watch it.
Really? Would you record it?
No, I don't think
you just reenact it.
Yeah, we just put on a performance.
Pricks. I'd be sat there going, I've got my new Legos over there.
Can you tell I'm an only child?
Yeah. I'd be like, I got my new Legos over there. It's going to take me 25 minutes to build. How long's your play?
I was the only child at Christmas, so. They used to love it, I think. I felt like they loved it. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
You enjoyed suffering.
I was always the lead.
You were the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a panto about me.
Look at me, family. Terrible. I never did anything like that. I'd ask for a present and my siblings would get them. And I'd get a book. Or like I'd get battleships and they'd get a PlayStation 1.
Maybe your family were trying to tell you something.
I'm adopted.
No.
They don't
that
like
you needed to work on something. Like if you
they don't like me.
No.
I'm a cunt. Sorry, Mum. She doesn't like it when I say that. Sorry, C-bomb. Christmas C-bomb. That's it. That's the only one, I promise. It'll be the only time I say come. Apart from that time, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, on that C-bomb, I think we need to move to a different drink.
What is it? Because
you've already downed yours.
The Bombardier.
Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
It was bomb something. Bombardino.
Oh, I was close. That was close. That was close.
Yeah, you just got to Italianify it. Bombardino.
With pizza.
Should we do that one?
Go on then. Okay. Load me up. It's got a nice smell. Oh, no.
Yeah, so this is called a... That one's going to be strong because I put the same amount of brandy in, but I overestimated how much eggnog to put in.
Look at that. You got that on the video? That's fucking... Look at it. It looks like I had a very bad curry the night before. Korma, that. That's korma.
Oh, it's yum.
It's warm.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a Bombardino.
It's fucking foul. That's what it is.
It's not foul.
That's disgusting.
Your one tastes more like eggnog than mine, and yet yours has got more brandy ratio. I don't understand.
That's shit.
But, okay, so this was... This originated from...
Fucking Italians. Fuck yous.
It originated from winter on the ski Alps. Like, they made a custard.
I do like custard.
Yeah, which is what Avocat is with alcohol. It's alcoholic custard.
I like custard. I don't like this.
That's what this is. And then I just added extra brandy. You going to scull it? No, don't make a skull. I want to sip my drink and enjoy it. Oh.
I think we should do what the Spanish people do.
Go on, enlighten me.
Their Christmas decorations are, what do the kids say, on fleek?
On fleek.
On fleek.
You aged yourself so much by saying, what do the kids say? On fleek.
Back in my day, right?
Yeah.
They literally take their own poop.
Fuck off.
They do. They take their... I seen it. I didn't see it, like, in person. That'd be fucking weird. But they take their own poo and they make them into Christmas decorations. Like, they give them hats and fucking, like... They get fed up on nuts and fruits and berries and stuff for 2 weeks. And they get all constipated and shit and do big poos. And they turn them into Christmas decorations. Could you imagine the size of the shit I would do? I could make fucking bauble lights all around your house. Out of shit.
Just got visions of you, like, having the shits and just like... Poom, 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 poom.
Yeah. It looked like anal beads. Out of poo. Yeah, that'd be my arsehole.
Just yeah. Aim his arsehole.
When she's got the cannon, it'd be you'd just bend me round and go doof 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 doof. It'd just be boom 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 boom, just poo splats everywhere. You Spaniards have got it sorted, mate.
And that's what they do they?
Apparently. I mean, I think that's fucking dope as well, it's fucking cool. It's different.
I mean,
I honestly thought it'd be the Germans that do that, but not the Spanish. Because they're into some weird shit. You watch that German porn, it's pretty fucking nasty. Yeah, but yeah, you Spaniards have got it right. I don't know about you Italians. This alcoholic custard is not great.
I love it.
Yeah, good.
You're killing me here with having to drink my drink so fast.
That's good.
Jaeger.
Where's Jaeger from?
Germany. Of course.
Dirty what kind bastards.
Of what kind of name is Jaeger? Like, of course it's Germany that it comes from.
Well, what a coincidence that we're talking about German filth porn. Where's Germany on the map?
There you dick.
I'm pointing right at it.
You're pointing at Spain.
No, I'm not.
Africa, actually.
Where am I pointing? Can you see my finger?
Spain
or France. At a push.
Fuck you.
There's Germany.
That's literally where I'm pointing.
No, how is your finger at the same point as mine?
You just really want those shit ornaments.
He's like,
clogs.
Spain.
I used to love going to Spain.
Spain's cool.
Yeah, you get fucked up as well. Because you can decorate your Christmas poos. Could you imagine waking up Christmas morning? Imagine being a kid in Spain, right? And you wake up and your dad goes, look what I got for us kids. And he's just got this big fucking log. And the kids are like, I did one in the bed.
Hang it on the tree.
I'm so confused by this, to be honest. I don't understand how.
Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, your house would fucking stink, wouldn't it? Could you imagine the ornament? Can you imagine the ornament on the top of the tree?
The Christmas poo on top.
You'd have Mr. Hankey from South Park on the top of your tree, wouldn't you? And it'd be like a living Mr. Hankey.
Why was it living?
Just a big smelly shit.
But not living.
Well, no, a poo cat actually lived there.
It would be a living one.
Mr. Hankey's living.
Oh, we've gone off topic here. This is too weird for me.
Mr. Hankey's alive in the cartoon.
Oh.
Mr. Hankey. He's the Christmas poo as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. I love you and he loves you. That's fucked up. Spanish. I guarantee it's the fucking
South
Spaniard.
South Park's been to Spain.
Yeah. Oh, fucking dirty bastards. Dirty cal. Oh. I can imagine going to Spain and being in the ocean on Christmas. There'd be poo everywhere.
Oh, no.
You'd be going for a swim and people would just be shitting left, right and centre, wouldn't they? Dad, look, my Christmas treasure's fucking floating with his hat on. They'd just
Christmas
be...
treasures.
Well, what else would you call it?
I don't know, but I just love that it's your Christmas treasures. Just
my Christmas truffle.
They take dropping kids off at the pool seriously.
Yeah, dropping kids at the pool is a legit sport on Christmas Day. What'd you do? Well, my Ted won the Olympics for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Did you go out to see the lights?
You know, you wouldn't be able to have electronics on it.
So how do they decorate it? Is it just like
they put
glitter?
Hats and eyes and...
Oh, so they don't even just make it sparkly?
You can roll a turd in glitter.
You can put a hat on a turd, it's still a turd.
Personally, I wouldn't want to manhandle it.
No, no one would. I don't understand how this is a thing.
To be fair, though, the Italians have the hand capacity to hold the turd. I reckon they're in cahoots.
In cahoots.
I reckon the Italians and the Spaniards are in cahoots of the poop Christmas tradition. So the Spaniards poo them and the Italians decorate them.
No, the Italians hold them while they're being decorated.
While they're being decorated. And then they set them out to sail and race. I reckon that's what it is. I'm fucking onto something. You fucking dirty prick.
This is a snowball. So this is an even more common drink, Christmas drink in my household. There's avocado, a little bit of lime juice and lemonade. So you shake the shake the avocado and lime juice together and then top it up with lemonade.
Your family household drinks are so fucked up.
Why?
You know what I have?
Well, just straight drinks.
Jack Daniels. It's a lot more simple.
It's so boring. This is a Christmas drink.
Looks a lot more appetizing than...
Oh, I just gave it a swig. Do you like it?
No.
You're a liar. You've had this before. This is not new to you.
This tastes like that nighttime stuff.
Cowpole when I was a kid?
Yeah, like that. That's what that tastes like.
This doesn't taste like cowpole. This is apparently like a real 70s drink in the UK.
Well, I'm born until 1990, so I'm fucked
you know,
up.
That makes sense why it's like in my house. Because my parents were thriving in the 70s.
Oh, I bet they've done so many good drugs. I bet they just bullshit us and say they've never tried it. And I'm like, I bet you've tried fucking everything. Drank a can of Coke in the 70s, you've done Coke. You dirty deviants.
In the UK, you can buy this as a ready-made drink.
Or you could not and buy something that tastes way better.
Like, this is not like a random, Gibson family drink. It's a drink that you can... Around Christmas time, you can buy these as an RTD in a
You'd
bottle.
Buy it like what? It was like a pack of six?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you can.
Fuck off. How much? Because I won't pay more than a dollar.
I've not been in England for 11 years. I don't know.
You buy these as RTDs? You could literally sell shit to a monkey. You can sell it, yeah. That's bad. You can sell
they
shit Christmas decorations to the Spanish.
They wouldn't buy them. They make their own.
True. Recycling, though.
I like this. This is my Christmas drink.
I can tell because it's all over your face. It's not the way. It's not as bad as that first one. What was that first one we had?
What, the Bucks Fizz?
No. The other yellow one.
Oh, the Italian one. Yeah.
That was fucking wanky.
Well, that was just...
That was wank.
Advocar and brandy. That was...
It was wank. The Italians are making up for themselves by holding the poo for the Spanish.
I'm excited for the next one.
There's another one.
One more drink. But it's got no eggnog in it. Okay, so our last drink of the night is mulled wine, which I made a special batch for.
Fuck off. For tonight. You did not make it specially for me. You just didn't put cinnamon in it.
Which was specially for you.
Cinnamon.
That's specially for you because you don't like cinnamon.
Fuck, it's rank. Just the smell of it is fucking shit.
You're such a fucking liar. The first time I ever made you try mulled wine, you were like, oh, this is so tasty. And you loved it. And then I told you there was cinnamon in it. And then you were like, oh, bastard. This is disgusting. I hate it. Purely because I told you that, like, you loved it until I told you there was cinnamon in it. And now.
A lovely cup of tea.
And now you're like, no, gross.
This is what you gotta look, this is what you got to look forward to. That's actually not bad. That's the best drink I've had all night.
Right? It's not bad.
Dick.
Would you like me to put a cinnamon stick in?
No. Because if you did, you'd be sleeping on the floor. I'd be sleeping on the couch.
Pretty good, isn't it?
So, I said it's all right.
Best drink you've had tonight?
It's pretty good. It's actually quite nice.
It's warming. It's a bit warm for this time of year in New Zealand, but it's very traditional.
It's a bit warm for this time. Oh, yeah, because it's summer now.
Yeah.
It never feels like Christmas over here.
No.
For us. There's more than one name for mulled wine. It's mulled wine, because, isn't it?
Because you have all the different... So you've got Glögg in Sweden.
Glögg.
And that's basically mulled wine with brandy. So it's what we've got, because I added brandy to this. Then you've got mulled wine in the UK. Then you've got Glühwein, which is mulled wine again. So you've got all these different...
I thought they were just different names for mulled wine, so it's going to be mulled wine, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought, but then...
There's going to be one prick of a country, isn't there, that's going to be like, we call it blah, 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 blah. And it means... Yeah.
Well, to be fair, like, I can understand other countries not wanting to use the English name.
Why?
Because they hate England.
Fuck them.
Or they might have come up with it first.
Deal with it.
They're not going to change the name of something because the English came along.
Most people did.
No. English have bastardised so many words.
I can see why Mum was drinking this at 9 a.m.
Yeah, we went on holiday to Christchurch earlier this year.
Fuck, she was ploughing it back.
In the middle of winter, so it was
drink
cold.
Much, and she was 9 a.m. Poof. I'm like, pisshead.
So, yeah, so I think we landed in the morning and we were like, oh, we'll go to Riverside Kitchens, and they were doing mulled wine.
And yeah, so we were on the piss.
Sweet, we'll get mulled wine. The next day we woke up and we were like, oh, where should we go for breakfast? And she was like, oh, we could go to Riverside Kitchens again and we could get some mulled wine. Mum was like, oh, we could have mulled wine for breakfast.
She was on the piss every day. And then we come back and it was like she was a fucking crack addict that hadn't had a fix.
Mulled wine.
Oh, yes, I do some mulled wine. I bet you would, you fiend. Your mother. Your bloody mother.
I know.
4 foot and a peanut.
Have you finished yours?
No, I've got a little bit left.
How much is a little bit?
Not much.
You can see white.
Let's see the inside. Oh.
Let me see the inside of your glass. You got apes.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise we were sculling it down, but that's fine.
I'm not sculling it down. It's just I thought it was going to be shitter than what it was. It's quite nice.
With your actions.
But on that note,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas. And
see you next year.
See you next year.
Yeah.
That was quite a good way to end that. It's normally see you next Tuesday. Oh, that's so bad. That's proper fucking shit, that.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.